He is the editor of the National Review, Politico, NBC, usually here Mondays, but he's become my my Jose Oquendo, my utility player. He moves from day to day and does a great job any day I need him, and he's on every week because he's great, my friend Rich Lowry. Good morning, Rich.
What's up, Sid? How's it going?
It's going okay. I was in a celebratory mood yesterday. I'm pissed a little bit today. You can hear that. But when I first heard that the appellate court minimized Donald Trump's, reduced, I should say, Donald Trump's ridiculous $464 million bond to $175, I said, hey, look at that. The justice system actually worked. That's good news, Rich, no?
Yeah, I mean, it works in a case that never should have been brought, and it's still going to be a stretch to make that bond, given he already had that pony up, basically $100 million, the Jean Carroll appeal. So it's still a distressing spectacle, better than the alternative, better than $450 million. And maybe, you know, I don't know, the timing works with the sale of Truth Social and the merger of Truth Social, but it still shouldn't be happening. I mean, it's deeply un-American just to target one guy, stretch the law to nail him, and then have this punitive judgment when no one was harmed. You had all these top bankers saying, it was all fine. We relied on our own evaluations. We made money, you know, and Tish James is just a disgrace.
No other way to put it. She really is. The AG Tish James and the district attorney Alvin Bragg, also a complete disgrace. And, you know, he gets it's not a win. I mean, no one in their right mind thought that this was just going to go away yesterday. So there's going to be a trial. I feel confident that Trump's attorneys, when your star witnesses are a porn star and a felonious attorney, you may have a pretty good day in court. So I'm not sure why the media is like, oh, well, we got the win because you got a trial date. So what? Yes, we'll start on April the 15th, and then we'll blow this one out of the water, too. This one's even more ridiculous than James' case.
Yeah, it is. The problem is, you know, nothing so far in the New York justice system has been encouraging for Donald Trump. So even though this case is ridiculous, even though it involves, you know, if he's guilty of it, lying to his own books, you know, it's just an accounting thing, basically, that's been stretched into this, you know, multiple felony count. It should be a misdemeanor, if anything. You know, he could go down on this, and, you know, he's not going to go to jail over it, but it would be embarrassing, and it's a waste of time and resources.
It's already embarrassing that he's the first president ever to have to go to trial, a criminal trial. It's already embarrassing, but the reason why Trump could kind of lamp it off is any rational person, I'm not talking about Joe and Mika, those idiots, any rational person knows this is nonsense, but it's already embarrassing. He's a president who's involved in a criminal trial.
Yeah, and that's a huge point of it. I think it's just the sheer humiliation. Tish James is clearly enjoying that it's been hard for him to make the bond, enjoying the prospect of taking his buildings, right? This is what he's poured his life into. Whatever else you think of Trump, he's contributed these iconic parts of the New York City landscape, you know, and did it through moxie and determination, and he actually built something. And yeah, what's Tish James ever built? And she's
going to
put her name or, you know, New York's name on Trump Tower, at least metaphorically. It's just, again, it's insane and wrong.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
He actually referred to his buildings as my babies yesterday morning. And James is a slob. So I'm not sure, by the way, that's what he said on the show. Just Tuesday. Much of you have been keeping up on this, the Hunter Biden stuff, the Joe Biden stuff. But I saw Jim Comer on with Maria Bartiromo on Sunday. And I don't even know about this guy. His name is Kevin Morris. And this guy, Kevin Morris, pays like all of Hunter Biden's legal fees.
Yeah.
This guy, Kevin Morris, he pays Hunter Biden's like married stuff. He pays for vacation.
We should all have a Kevin Morris in our life.
Yeah. So it turns out that of course, the committee, the House committee, the Judiciary committee wants to talk to this guy. Long story short, the contention from Comer and Jordan is that the CIA is blocking anybody from talking to this guy, Kevin Morris, who could absolutely drop the dime on Hunter Biden and Joe Biden because he knows what Tony Bobulinski knows. What are your thoughts?
You know, I've not. This is the first I've heard of that. I missed that one. That would be bizarre. I don't know what the CIA would have to do with Kevin Morris, but that's a head scratcher.
Well, I mean, Kevin Morris is aware, I guess, of all the monies that have gone to the Bidens because he's that close and he's bailed Hunter out of a couple of situations. I don't know. We'll see where Jim Comer is going to take that one. But look, here we are, right? We're getting close to April. April comes Monday. So election 2024 is not that far away. And, you know, I saw something a couple of days ago that said Donald Trump had built almost a 7-point lead in some of these swing states. But, of course, that didn't stop Joe and Mika this morning from saying it's very, very close in these swing states. Which, Larry, which one is it?
Well, I mean, it depends on what poll you look at. I've been 50-50 on this race now, more sort of like 52-48. I think Trump has the advantage. I've been saying all along if the election were today, he'd win. I still think that's true. There's a poll, I think it was a CNN poll, of Michigan that had Trump had 8 in Michigan. That's not very close, you know. And the electoral path for Trump's pretty easy, right? He wins Georgia, which I think is going to happen. Then he wins Arizona. That would be close. You know, he needs the Latino thing to be real, which it might be, but, you know, I want to see it to believe it. And then he just needs one of Wisconsin, Michigan, or Pennsylvania. I would say Michigan is the hardest in theory because it's a little more Democratic, but his polling there has been stronger. So
I mean, right now, yeah, all those pro-Palestine lowlives in Michigan are not going to vote for Joe Biden.
Yeah, I think they probably will at the end of the day if the choice is Biden or Trump. But, you know, this working class.
Well, they can stay home. They can stay home and vote for nobody.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
And if they deem that both of these guys are pro-Israel, they'll vote for nobody.
Yeah, but no one's going to be pro-Israel the way Trump's going to be pro-Israel, right?
Well, then why are they mad at Biden?
I'm a little skeptical of that.
Well, then why are they mad at Biden?
Oh, because they're insane, and they think that he qualifies as pro-Israel.
Yeah.
So it's clearly moved Biden, though, right? I mean, he's scared. He's scared of those people not showing up and of young progressives not showing up. So that's one reason his policy the last several months has been so disgraceful.
So you don't see any scenario, I know he has this every week, where come convention time, where the Democrats, because Jimmy Carville was talking about this yesterday. Did you hear James Carville's quotes yesterday?
Yeah, they're great.
Oh, you got to hear these. First, he goes that the Democrat Party right now is a bunch of preaching females.
Yeah.
And then he goes on. Then he goes on to say this. This is Jim Carville, of course, the architect for the Clintons. Many Democrats. Here's Jim Carville murdering his own party yesterday. Lewis, play this. Cut number 16.
I don't think people really appreciate how bad Biden's poll numbers are. When you look at them, it's like walking down your grandmother naked. You can't unsee them, no matter how hard you try. And the deeper you dig, the kind of worse it is. I don't think we thought this thing through. I don't think people realize the hunger and appetite for something different in this country. We might be committing suicide.
James Carville, it's like walking in, seeing your grandmother naked, and that memory is not going away anytime soon. He also talked about the possibility of removing Biden at the convention, but you don't buy any of that.
I don't. I mean, I buy they may be committing suicide. I buy the polling is absolutely appalling and disastrous. I just don't see the mechanism for forcing him out. I don't see the alternative. I don't see how a convention that you got to guess probably is going to be chaotic. You know, is Kamala just going to stand aside? It would help them. So I think they're just holding on for dear life. They're deluding themselves to a significant extent and just hope they can claw back, which isn't crazy, you know, claw back some young voters, some minority voters, and barely win this thing. So I think that's the plan. I would have come up with another plan from the beginning because they should have come up with another plan at the beginning, but that's the plan.
All right, Rich. It's always a terrific job. Thank you so much. And by the time we talk again next week, the Yankees They'll have a couple of regular season games under their belt, so.
I'm not optimistic, but it'd be good to have baseball back.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Rich Lowry.
I was thinking, by the way, Sid, you sent me that link about how you talk about sports, not just politics. And that was one of the first things that made me fall in love with the show. I was on early on years ago, and the following guest was going to be Tanyan Sturts. And I was so psyched about that. So I'm such a Yankee fan. I was on a radio show with Tanyan Sturts. Doesn't get better than that.
Oh, that's funny. Thank you for saying that. Tanyan's a very good friend of mine. He lives down in Boca Raton, and he grew up in Massachusetts and pitched for the Yanks.
Playmate or something?
Yes. He's a wife. Yes. And he's married to a beautiful girl. By the way, thank you, Rich, for that last comment. I appreciate it. Have a great week. We'll do it again next week.
Awesome. Take care, Sid.
My man, Rich Lowry. I fell in love with this show when I came on before Tanyan starts. And what he's talking about is what is his name? He's obsessed with me. Who's the guy that does, they have that publication every day of the week and they cover the media? And I'm in it like 4 days a week. What's his name, Norm? You know who I'm talking about. He's...
Jason Barrett.
Thank you.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, so Barrett Media did a story on me on Sunday where they said that Sid Rosenberg says the reason why he's so popular is he'd be an idiot not to talk sports in New York in the morning along with politics, which I did say, and I stand by that, and certainly which Larry agrees.